Welcome to Dernavaria Zoo. Join us on a journey of discovery and meet your favourite animals along the way. And don't forget to visit our newest residents. Stop point 2, the flat-necked chameleon, Camelo de lapis. Behind this glass lives a very special lizard. Our friend the chameleon is a master of disguise. See if you can spot him. Chameleon.
Ah, my admirers. Welcome, welcome. So good of you to come. A soliloquy from the bard for you. Thou, nature, art my goddess. To thy law my services are bound. Wherefore should I stand in the plague of custom and permit the curiosity of nations to... Will you shut up, you appalling, imbecilic apes? Now, where was I? I seem to have forgotten my lines. I must apologize profusely. This never once happened when I was in the West End.
There, I see him. Look, he's gone pink.
No, I am not.
Yeah, there he is.
Magenta, perhaps. A tasteful lavender.
Check out his stupid, bulging eyes.
Why, you horrid little brat.
Come on, he's dumb. Let's go check out the monkeys.
Ah, I should have known. Philistines, the lot of them. Couldn't spot talent if it hit them in the face. I mean, what sort of cretin would find a monkey flinging dung amusing? But I suppose today's a generation of simpletons will lap up any old filth thrown at them. But I tell you something. The day the wider public chooses two tone-deaf mammals with stupid haircuts and dubious sexual chemistry over real talent is the day I give up on show business. And all this talk of how they were discovered by Louis Walrus and Danny Minot. As if those names are supposed to mean something to me, let alone Cheryl Mole. No. Give me Chopin and a drop of Merlot any day of the week, thank you very much. Oh, where are the aficionados, the upper classes, the connoisseurs?
However, chameleons are solitary creatures and like it best to be left alone.
Often it's not that I need them, but they must surely feel deprived. They will return. Of course they shall. When the morbid fascination with this slapstick nonsense ends, they'll come running back, and I shall take center stage once more. Anyway, in the words of Oscar Wilde, everything popular is wrong. And he knew a great deal more than these screeching simians. And a lot more than you do too, you horrible thing. Can an artiste not get a minute's peace in this hovel? That's better. How about a touch of Keats? A thing of beauty is a joy forever. Its loveliness increases. It will never pass into nothingness, but still will keep full of sweet dreams. And health. And quiet breathing. An excellent recital, if I may say so. Oh, those apes will be stunned when they see a real performer take center stage. What a picture their faces shall be when the masses realize just what this humble reptile has to offer. A wandering minstrel I, a things of shreds and patches, of ballad songs and snatches and dreams.
Three back where, please?
Hello? What's this, then? I've not seen them roll such a container through these parts for many a month. Ursus maritimus, eh? Very interesting. Yet we must hold out hope that these shall be creatures of culture. For it has been many years that I have wished to discuss the seating arrangements of the Theatre Wilki, and the merits of that fine composer, Kapinski. Many nights I have...
Stop point 14. Welcome to the petting area. Here you can say hello to Derek the donkey, tickle our family of turtles, groom our goats and get to grips with Gertie, our resident warthog.
That's Gertrude Longford, M.D., if you don't mind. Just look at them pawing at the fence. There are alcohol wipes for a reason, you know. Ugh, look at this one. He's practically foaming at the mouth. I think if I just sit here. Ah, much better.
Oh, I want to touch it.
Do you know that there are 1,500 bacteria per centimetre on the human hand? But quite frankly, I think that is a conservative estimate. And they're always touching everything. I've seen them. Sometimes the big ones do this weird thing where when they greet someone, they grab each other's hand and shake it. Why? I'm not sure. Perhaps they enjoy spreading sickness and diarrhea to one another. Yes, perhaps it's some sort of germ warfare tactic, survival of the fittest and all that. It wasn't so long ago. The big ones kept telling the little ones, "Don't touch that pig, you don't know what you might catch." Just because you name your diseases after other animals doesn't mean that you're not the ones with the hygiene problems. First it was the cows, then the birds. Now it's my kind that are under attack. What next? Badger botulism? Hippo-hepatitis? What's the common thread? The one species who always seems to be affected by these diseases? Oh no, but it couldn't possibly have anything to do with them, could it?
Here, piggy, piggy.
I'm a warthog, you two-legged imbecile. Ugh, filthy creatures. Especially their young, rolling around in all sorts, forever leaking from every orifice, leftover food caked around their mouths. Their entire species is one huge breeding ground for disease.
Mummy, this one smells horrible.
I think you'll find that's you, you walking snot bubble. You know, I've heard that there are some new carnivores moving in. Immigrants. Polish immigrants. I've been reading in the Daily Whale about their kind. Seems like nowadays they're just letting anyone into this place. It's already a little too overcrowded around here, if you ask me. Not only will they bring all sorts of disease and God knows what over with them, but new animals mean more people, and that means more germs. We'll be lucky if we last till winter, I expect.
Look, Mummy, it's having a drink.
Oh, stop the press. You know, they tried giving me water from the tap when I first moved in here. I didn't drink a single drop for 2 weeks. Nearly died. Some people say you can't tell the difference between the taste of tap and mineral water. I say that they'll tell the difference when they've contracted cholera. Do you mind? I'm epileptic.
Warthogs are like big, hairy pigs with tusks. Although they look scary and ferocious, they are fairly tame and friendly creatures.
Why don't you come and try and stroke me again, and then we'll see how friendly I am.
Warthogs spend most of their time grazing and foraging. Like most species of pig, they enjoy nothing more than wallowing in the mud to cool down.
I can assure you that I have neither wallowed nor bathed in mud in my entire existence. That's the trouble with these humans. They think that if one does, they all do it. Never occurs to them that we're all individuals. They really are a most simple-minded bunch.
Mummy, I'm bored.
I rest my case. You know, their species isn't dissimilar to sheep in that way. For their kind, performing a lobotomy would be a waste of time, if you catch my drift. Oh, please. Like you even know what that is.
Can we go and see the new bit? Don't you want to see the pandas first?
Ah, and so it begins. The newest attraction takes centre stage, whilst the rest of us merely sit back to suffer the occasional pointed finger in our faces. I'm one of the fortunate ones. I enjoy the peace and quiet, but I fear that there may be some who will try anything to make sure the spotlight remains firmly on them. Their complacent ways of spending the day sleeping and eating just won't cut it anymore. Unless, of course, we all die from contamination. Either way, it's bound to be interesting.
Stop point 22. The giant panda. Ailuropoda melanica. An endangered species, the giant panda is among the world's most adored rare animals. Originating from China, the panda is so highly revered it serves as a national emblem. Constant research is being carried out to try and improve the results of captive breeding programs, which have so far been unsuccessful in helping to preserve these majestic creatures.
Do you have to chew so bloody loudly?
Well, of course I have to, Chanel. This stuff's crunchy.
At least close your mouth. You're embarrassing me. People are looking.
They're always looking. Day after day after day.
Well, perhaps more would be watching if you didn't just sit there eating all day.
Hey, I do my best. We do all right with the numbers we get. No one comes to this zoo and skips out on the pandas. No one.
Yeah, but that could soon change. What with the new arrivals?
More bloody competition.
Fresh in from Poland, you know. Oh yes, that'd do me. They build them strong over there. Rumour has it they're dangerous.
Oh, give over. Now, why would you go and say a thing like that? I can be dangerous. I'm still a pile of black and white mite.
You're a pile of something, I'll give you that.
Now see, you always do this. You talk me down. You belittle me in front of the guests.
Maybe if you just made a little effort from time to time. Let me know there's some life in there. It's the least I deserve, Rodney. There's plenty out there who'd shed their own fur to be with me.
We're comfy, aren't we? We're bringing in the viewers and we've all the bamboo we can eat. What more do you want?
I want excitement. A bit of mystery. Something different. Not bloody bamboo, 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 bamboo.
We had bamboo on our first date. It's your favourite.
We always eat it.
Hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I just... Oh, I don't know, Rod. You sit here day after day, just moping and eating, and with your constant napping, it's like you don't have time for me anymore. We don't talk like we used to.
What are you saying?
I'm saying I need more than this. Some affection.
All right. So I may have let myself go ever so slightly, and maybe my fur's not as sleek and as shiny as yours, but let's not overreact.
Overreact? Overreact! When's the last time we did anything special, hey? When did you last bring me flowers? Or give me first dibs on the shoots? You used to take me to the glass, and we'd watch the furlesses for hours. We'd laugh at them, remember? Or point at the weird ones? When was the last time we even... You know? I'll tell you, Mr. Black and White Mite. Months. It's been months since we made love.
Chanel, there are people watching. You can't bring that up here.
I don't care, Rod. A bear like me has needs.
Look, I've been working hard lately. I'm up here, day in, day out. I eat this stuff because they like it when I do. You've seen the flashing. Watch.
Mum, look, he's eating.
You see? Tried and tested. When I roll in, I'm too exhausted for... Well, anything else. There's not much energy in these shoots. They're mostly wood.
Moan, moan, moan. You're either complaining, chewing, or being ignorant. Forget it.
You get some funny ones, don't you? Look at that one. Tan marks around his eyes. That's what you'll get for wearing sunglasses too long, mate. Looks bloody ridiculous. Loads of them now. Don't remember it being this busy for a long time.
Clearly, we're a spectacle.
I may need more bamboo for these lot. It's going to be a long day. Maybe if I lie down.
At least give them a big yawn. Show some teeth. Something. Rodney.
Look at them flocking. And here I am, sat here with me fur in this state. Pass me a snack, will you?
Rodney, I...
Gotta give them what they want.
Rodney, I want a baby. Rod! Rod!
Migraine, migraine, migraine. All this light and noise, it's too much. Peace, please. Just for one moment, please. Oh God, Oh, God, not now. Please don't touch me. Please don't touch me.
It's weird. It just feels all hairy and rough.
Ugh. I'd rather be hairy and rough than smooth and clammy. Ugh. There was a time that they used to make them walk through bleach. Not anymore. Bring back those days, I say.
What's that on its neck?
What? What's on my neck? What is it? I can't see. I can't. Come back. Come back. Excuse me. Could you just tell me what's on the back of my neck? It's just... I can't quite see.
Warthogs are part of the pig family.
Never mind that. Please, could you just...
Gertie is a female, and so she is a sow. Males are boars.
Appropriate. I'll give them that.
And baby warthogs are called piglets.
And you'll see none of them here. So if you're not going to help, then just move along. Come on. Oh. Oh. I give up. It's probably just my psoriasis playing up again. The stress of it all, I suppose. I've always thought that it's miraculous that more humans don't eat their young. It's good enough for others in the adult kingdom. Why not them? Most days I'd rather just eat vegetation and whatnot. But sometimes even I'm tempted to eat them, just so they'll shut up. You know, it's funny how having offspring changes people. I watch these miniature bipeds daily. The fun they're having, giggling and prancing around the place. Then I see the medium-sized ones holding hands and taking pictures of themselves at arm's length. And then there's the full-sized ones. They don't hold each other's hands anymore. They're too busy running around after the little life suckers, shouting, "Don't feed the animals," or "I don't think the donkey likes being touched there."
Jamie, guinea pigs are not for riding on.
It's a big commitment, breeding. That's what I've been telling Chanel from the other block. She's one of my clients, and we've recently been discussing her desire for a cub, but I'm not sure her partner is really at the level of maturity needed to deal with something of this magnitude. Then again, he is of the male species. Being ready doesn't really come into it. Oh, God. Not another one.
Hello, Mr. Warthog. I like stroking your... Oh, Daddy, there's something wrong with the warthog. It feels all sticky.
What? What are you talking about? That's not psoriasis. Does it look contagious? My neck is a bit stiff now you mention it. And I got a glimpse of my reflection in the trough this morning. And I've got these weird markings on my face. I knew it. I knew something wasn't right. I've not been feeling myself for weeks. What if they decide it's not worth curing? My God, think of the culling. I'll be the first to go. They'll try to contain it, no doubt. What if it's mumps, glandular fever, malaria, or worse? No, no, this can't be happening. I haven't swum with dolphins or learnt to tap dance. I'm too young to die. To you. Oh. Vanilla.
If you're looking for something to take home to show your friends, why not get a photo taken with our chameleon Winston? He's fun.
This is it, Winston, old boy. Your big moment. Time to shine.
Winston will be waiting for you outside the reptile house every afternoon at 3 o'clock.
Oh, yes. I can hear the hum of the masses already. Shall I give them Shakespeare? Or perhaps something a touch more contemporary? I must not disappoint. Perhaps some of my admirers have put in some requests on my old MyFace profile. Let's see. Update status. Slap friends. Mutual morons? Messages, yes, here we are. Oh, nothing there, it seems. They've all been too busy, I imagine. Would rather talk to me in person. Makes sense. Ah, what's this then? People you may know. Yes, let's look. Why not? Good golly. Who could possibly have 8,934 friends? That fur looks vaguely familiar. And those tails. Oh, no, not them. How do I get off this thing? Anyway, I value real enthusiasts over fake internet acquaintances. Ah, here he is. Please make haste, dear fellow. I don't want to keep them waiting. It's time for my big bow. Is this the right place? Where is everyone? Has there been a hold-up, a misunderstanding, an accident? I don't understand. At last, they're here.
Excuse me, is this where you get your photo taken?
You've arrived. Welcome, welcome.
Please, we're in a bit of a rush. She only wants one to show her mum.
'Tis a pity you cannot linger. But I do comprehend your predicament, good sir. Please ask your daughter to stand over there in front of that coloured board, and I will be with you momentarily. All right, little girl, I'll talk you through this. When you're ready, look up into that camera and give your best show business smile.
And say cheese.
I don't think she was ready. Were you ready? I don't think she was.
Oh, thank you very much.
Not at all, sir, but I don't think she was. Never mind.
Great. Look, Janie, there's your photo. Hang on. Where is it?
The picture is in your hand.
Sorry, where's the animal? He's not in the photo.
Goodness me, man, have some grace. Perhaps try looking at the chameleon-shaped thing sitting on your daughter's filthy hand.
He's totally disappeared against the background. Oh, this is hopeless.
Oh, that's right. Blame the lizard. There's a surprise. Nothing to do with the piece of equipment used to take that image or the incapacity of that buffoon holding it. Seems clear to me that technology has now advanced far in excess of where your species ever will. I'm astounded that they don't build those things with an error message telling you to insert a new user. But no, blame the talent.
He's gone completely invisible. I can't buy this.
Invisible? Ha! I'm versatile, adaptive. I know you've not seen true acting ability before, but do try to keep up.
Come on, Janie, let's go. Janie, come back from there.
Yes, Janie, stay back. Run along with your awful father.
Janie!
Stay back! Oh! Oh, the agony! Could you not see my cage? Is blindness a symptom of having eyes only indented on the front of your face? I'm right here, you imbeciles! Help me up! I'm right here! Help! Come back! Confound it! Hello? Look, I've got an awards due with Sir Patrick Starfish tonight, and I cannot be late. He has a wicked temper on him, you know.
There you are. Dinner's up.
I see you haven't lost your appetite, despite your little drama.
Drama? I nearly choked to death on my own grub. My life flashed before my eyes. First I saw Bamboo, then you, and then... anyway, it's a great tasting batch.
Isn't it always?
You're right. Full marks to the chef. Hang on. You've changed something. Your fur. You've had a brush. Bit of water on it.
What, this old thing?
And is that a daisy chain you're wearing?
It was just kicking around.
You look... nice. Except for those black eyes. You've been in the wars.
That joke again. Gets me every time. There, this is nicer. We haven't been down here together for a while.
That's because the furless has put me off my shoots. You seen that one? With a ring through his snout. That's what happens when you copy those four-legged, grass-munching milk whores. Since when did they start a fashion trend, eh?
Oh, would you look at that little one? It's cute, don't you think?
Cute? I've seen cuter things cleared out of our mock pit. It's enough to put you off your food. Look, the little thing's so chubby, it has to have wheels surgically attached to his feet. They don't seem to be able to walk anymore this day and age, flying about the place. It needs to watch where it... Oh, and there he goes, crying. You think life's tough now, little one. It's all downhill from there, I can tell you.
Enough of watching them, Rod. Why don't we just concentrate on one another?
Gladly. You're a far nicer sight.
Rod?
Yes, dear?
My face is up here.
Well, you can hardly blame me. The things are practically bumping me in the nose.
Just a new outfit I'm trying. Sweet of you to notice. So?
Why are you looking at me like that?
Like what?
Like that. All intense and battering your eyelids.
Can't a girl gaze at a chunk of hunk when she sees it?
What? Where? Oh, you mean me?
Listen, I was wrong earlier. I know you work hard. More food, darling.
Oh, twist me arm then. Oh man, that's good.
Keep your energy levels up. You're going to need them. How about a massage, hey? There. That's better, right?
Chanel, do you want me to end up choking again or what? I appreciate you stroking me, but...
Oh, I thought we could take a walk later by the pond.
That sounds nice and everything, but, I really should get up on the hill, you know. I get us a lot of flashes for it. I've barely put any timing up there today. But for now, we better just sleep off our lunch, eh? Squidge over a bit, would ya?
Rodney?
Not lying in your usual spot then, you know. A bit more over there?
Not today. I want my Rod just where I can get at him.
Chanel, it's been a long day and
forget it, Rod.
What was that?
Ooh, who's that? Over there, look, there's one. It's a...
bloody polar bear.
Oh, look at that sleek, shiny, crisp white fur.
Not very practical. In enclosures like this, they'll just get dirty. Oh, it's stupid.
Have you seen those chiseled jaws?
Hey, have you seen this one right here? This jaw sees a lot of action. It's as chiseled as they come. It's just got a bit of protective padding around it, that's all.
And those big, strong paws.
Oh, nothing on these bad boys. They snap bamboo like a twig, these do.
Oh, it brings shivers.
Chanel, if you were cold, you should get inside. You know, now you mention it, a massage may actually do me good. Or perhaps a walk. What do you reckon? Chanel? Hey, you know what I haven't done for a while? Oh, God, I know you love this one. It's a classic. Chanel, how about it, eh? Check me out. I'm going to do the old disappearing bamboo stick. Chanel, you'll miss it if you don't... Okay, one clue. It's not going in my mouth. Chanel.
Come back and visit us next week with these new attractions on Don't Feed the Animals.
What are they doing?
Wheeling in something. Video entertainment, Chanel. It's about time. You think we're living in the Stone Age? Let's see. Chi-Chi and Gugu. Ah, Chanel, they're going to fight it out to the death. I love action movies. Go on, son, get in. And, oh, Jesus, Chanel, what are they?
They're mating, Rodney. The Furlesses want us to copy.
Oh, Christ. You think they got any die more intensely with Bruce Willis?